my next advancement, which is the same from E6 to E7 to chief petty officer, from first class to chief petty officer. You take a written test, but I was actually selected for chief petty officer in 1993. The average time for an SH to make chief petty officer was between 13 and 14 years, and I made it 9. Yeah, but it was because of that, and it was amazing how going from one senior command to another senior individual in command, what a difference it made, because the second master chief appreciated women in the Navy and, you know, knew that, again, I knew my shit. Mm-hmm. And I didn't take any shit. Mm-hmm. And I knew how to train.
And what year was the Shore Sailor of the Year?
That was in 92.
92, okay.
Right.
And then
I took the advancement exam and then was advanced in 93. You go through a whole chief's initiation.
Do you want to tell me about that?
Chief's initiation. I will tell you about chief's initiation. I had checked back on board to the Cape Cod because my time on my shore duty was actually over. So I checked. They wanted me back on the Cape Cod. So I went back on there. No sooner did I check back on board, and I found out I made chief, the advancement is actually in September, but from the time the word comes out, which is, I think, 3 months prior to your actual advancement, your pinning ceremony, they had a chief's initiation. So every morning, and I think there was a group of 7 of us that made it, we would have to be in the chief's mess. We would serve them coffee. We would cook. We would clean. We would clean. And the guys would do the men's heads, and the females would go in and do the females' birthing and heads. When you stood duty in our duty section rotation, again, it was either 3 or 6 days, it depended. You would have to stay there all night, and if chief said change the channel for me, you'd have to run over and grab the remote and change the channel for me. Oh, yeah. Then, the night before you're pinned, this went on for 3 months, and you're harassed pretty much. I mean, it was very demeaning, and it was meant to. It was meant to work, so the Navy thought, make you a stronger leader, because if you could take shit from them, you could take it from anyone. And it was to build character. You are now a chief petty officer. And when a chief says now, a chief means now. You are going to be that person. So you need to learn how to say now, because people get killed if we don't do our jobs correctly. So that was their mentality. Anyway, the night before, we had to be on board at midnight. And we each had a mentor, so to speak. And they would pick, we had to dress up. And my mentor was also a woman who, there was a female SK, so she was Supply Corps also, picked for us to be, trying to remember what we were, Tinkerbell. I got to be Tinkerbell and she, Peter Pan. And she was Peter Pan, and I was Tinkerbell. And they have all of these stations, and it starts at midnight, and you were in these little costumes, and it was 12 hours of hell. You would be blindfolded and rolled in stuff that you didn't know. You were eating things that you had no idea. They actually had a coffin in there that was full of ice. They also had a thing called the electric chair. So they would put you in this coffin. And you don't know that any of this is bull. I mean, I kind of figured out three quarters of the way through what the whole idea was. But they would put you in this coffin and get you soaking wet and then take you blindfolded over to the electric chair. And you were thinking you were going to be zapped. I shook so hard because I was so cold. And you know, I weigh all of 100 pounds. I practically shook that chair waiting for them to zap me across the room. It never happened. But the whole idea was to build character. And once you did, and you didn't know what this was, but once you did what they wanted you to do, they laid off. They just wanted you to puke. So I was watching, I watched a few people that had done, because you didn't know what you were eating. I mean, they were, and one of the main things that, and it is disgusting, was, it's called balut. It's a Filipino delicacy. They are chicken eggs that are partially formed, and then they're put in like vinegar, and it's a delicacy over there. Yes. And I'm not a big sauerkraut eater. I'm not a big fish eater. I mean, there was oysters. There was, and nothing, none of it was harmful, but the whole, so after I saw a couple of them, then they let them just kind of lay there and wallow in their own sorrow. So I said, fine. I just gagged and puked all over them. I didn't care. They left me alone. And then you go through your whole shower and they have a huge ceremony. And my mentor and the woman that I spoke of, the LN1 and her girlfriend had actually made chief petty officer and was close to retiring. She was one that pinned my anchors on me for the first time. And it was probably the proudest moment of my life. Here was this woman that I admired and absolutely loved and had mentored me, and she was there to pin my anchor on. Still brings tears to my eyes. And a lesbian. Yeah.
That was great.
It was phenomenal.